it is second to last day of our March Hope and Hoops Pizza Hut day today. And as we told you, some goodies there from Pizza Hut. We'll be drawing for a large pizza from Pizza Hut before 7, 9, and 5. And then the big grand prize drawing, all of the pleasures all day into the grand finale. How about pizza for a year? One large pizza each month for the next year from Pizza Hut. Somebody goes away with that today. Pretty nice, huh, Jason Kanz?
That sounds like a deal. You know, yeah. I basically lived at Pizza Hut when I was in high school. Every Friday after football games, we would go, and I'd have to get the Meat Lover's pizza. Mm. And, yeah, it was good stuff. So
I think
that would definitely be a treat.
And you've kind of transferred that. I think that for a stretch there at Randy's in our Saturday morning breakfast, you like the Meat Lover's omelet.
Yeah, absolutely. That's also a good choice. Mm-hmm. As you know, I prefer it with the cheddar cheese rather than American cheese. But
Yep.
Good stuff.
Well, here we are. Good Friday, March 29th. And you know, it's weird because I was just thinking there's a particular song from Tree 63 that Caleb will always close Good Friday with. And I think you can expect that today. It's Friday, sure. But Sunday's coming. But I mean, and I'm like, wow, that feels like it was just yesterday. That would have been a year ago, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that song, the Tree 63, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will know to save that for him, but we are asking for if there's songs related to the cross you want to hear, and starting with Bart Millard, the old rugged cross off of his hymns release, a pretty good way to start, you know?
Yeah. Boy, that's a great question that nothing immediately comes to mind.
Okay.
I did wake up this morning thinking about Easter song, the glad version.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that for me is an annual tradition, but we're not to Sunday yet, so.
We were talking some off air. We got these things called drops or liners between the song,
sure.
And it's a liner, you know, from an artist. And so we've got a lot of those, and so you're making sure to use your Easter liners this week, but.
Yep.
You know, a lot of them are like, hey, he's risen. I'm like, well, hold on. It's Thursday. It's Friday.
Right. Yeah.
And
wait with anticipation. Yep.
And we mention almost every year, and I think you'll be glad to do it again, that you got Good Friday, you got Easter Sunday, but what about that long Saturday in between? And there's somebody who has a wonderful message on that.
Yeah, the John Ortberg mm-hmm. Sermon Saturday. You can Google it, and it's just about that space of waiting in between what has been and what is yet coming, and to really be willing to sit in that space of the unknown, of uncertainty. And I've listened to it many times, one of my favorite sermons, and definitely would recommend that.
Yeah. And, you know, as you say that, it occurs to me that so much of Jesus is risen. We know that already. And each and every year we come to Good Friday, we're remembering through, and we'll have our services today. But so much of life is lived in that Saturday context, right?
I mean, correct.
He has died. He has risen.
Yep.
We wait for his return, and yet we live in that Saturday of waiting and hoping and longing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he makes that point in the teaching, in the sermon, that, you know, so much of what we experience is lived in that space.
Because this isn't heaven.
Right. Yeah. And it's not meant to be.
So can I just quote Larry Crabb, which would
sure.
be one of my great takeaways from Inside Out? He said that confusion deepens our opportunity to grow in faith, and disappointment allows us to grow in hope, and conviction over our own sin is how we grow in love. So faith, hope, and love.
That's a great line mm-hmm. from a great man.
Yeah. All right. you know, it came up. We actually had Easter dinner last night because three of my kids are going to be gone for the weekend. And so
sure.
Somebody said, is Larry Crabb still alive? And I'm like, no, he's been gone for 3 years. So anyhow.
One of the kids asked that?
Yeah.
Nice.
So
okay.
kind of came
all
up.
All right. So you had an opportunity to do a little bit of education.
And yep.
Telling him about a great man.
I went to book church last night. And you were supposed to bring a book. Yeah, so one of these micro churches, Brian Wilcombe
sure.
started from Jesus Fit. And so it was like, bring a book that has influenced you spiritually. And I'm like, Dad, what Larry Crabb book are you bringing? I'm like, you know, surprise, I'm bringing Love Over Fear by Dan White. So I'm not limited to one author.
No, you're definitely not. Definitely
John,
not.
John 17:1 today. when Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you.
And I wrote, we've come to the final chapter of the Upper Room Discourse. Jesus had broken bread with the disciples and had washed their feet. He had given them instructions for living well. He told them he was leaving, but his spirit was coming. He concluded in prayer. John 17, often called the high priestly prayer, is the longest of Jesus' recorded prayers. As I hope you will come to see, it is deeply relational. He did not begin with verbal flourishes or theological jargon, yet his words were powerful. He began simply, "It's time. Glorify me and I will glorify you." In other words, Jesus prayed, "Father, make much of me so that I in turn might make much of you." The next day would be his trial and crucifixion, the turning point of history. His crucifixion and resurrection changed everything. His self-sacrifice brought glory to the Father and glory to the Son.
Striking that here on Good Friday, closing out the Upper Room Discourse as we start John 17.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, and I, for me, that John 17 is for people to just take a chance to read that, read through that prayer. It's just so amazing, the relational nature of that prayer.
That would be a wonderful thing to do today. Yep. And close us out with your prayer for that verse.
It says, "Jesus, thank you for showing me how to pray. You instructed me to in living a God-focused life, and you taught me what it looks like to bring honor to the Father. Help me to glorify you today. Amen."
Amen. Can you make it to breakfast tomorrow?
I'll see you tomorrow, I hope.
Sounds good. Very good. Your return to the table. There we go. Well, let's say good morning to Eric Johnson from Bethesda in Eau Claire. Their Sunday service heard 11 to noon here every Sunday morning on WWIB. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me in studio this morning. And the ministry of WWIB in the Valley has been wonderful.
You've been a regular for a long time here on our Hope and Hoops. Do you have any idea when you started?
I don't. I know I pulled into Eau Claire in 1988 and met Steve Juvie, who was the overnight personality here at WWIB. And so I started listening back in 1988.
Fantastic. And you, like, we have our son, Michael, and so he's a senior at Eau Claire North. Just got back in the middle of the night from he does the traveling. So he was off in Arizona with some friends, and he's been part of your youth group there at Bethesda. And you guys you've gotten to know him some.
Yeah, it's been great getting to know Michael and hearing his story of your trips to Africa with your wife and sort of knowing him a little bit before he even got here. So it's just been a delight to see him grow and develop and become the young man that he's becoming.
And then now you still have kids in the Eau Claire school system.
I do. I have a junior at Memorial and an eighth grader at DeLong.
Yeah, terrific. And so how's the year been in terms of youth ministry? It kind of flies by. I remember the trip Michael was a part of with you guys kind of going up north, and there was a lot involved with that. It sounded like that was a great trip, but that was like July, August, and here we are end of March. Right.
It's been a good year. It's been a really good year of ministry. A lot of growth this year, just incredible spiritual maturity in our kids, and it's been fun to watch this past year develop.
And now I know also when it's a youth pastor, I say that carefully because, I mean, the idea, young adult, really, because you also reach out in terms of college students.
Yeah, I do a lot with college. Really brings energy to my life and enjoy that time of development in a person's life. So I do a lot with students, a lot with international college students who are here in Eau Claire studying abroad.
And so what are the opportunities in terms of what's going on here, even the last, this as we get into spring?
Yeah, we do monthly events. We're doing one this Saturday. We'd have room on the van for one or two more. We're kind of doing some old school stuff. We're going to Harvest Home Farm, if you've heard of that, down south. And then now we're actually stopping at Norske Nook for a little lunch and pie on the way back.
That sounds like a good plan. All right, so you're ready to hoop it up here in a little bit?
I'm ready to make an attempt at hooping it up.
Yeah.
Get back to my middle school basketball days,
yeah,
right?
40-year-old little Tykes baskets. Sue Stewart reminded us this was for their son, Jordan. And so, yeah, it goes back about 40 years.
There we go.
The rim is a little bit, you know, a little bit shaky. You're better off if you can knock a swish in, actually. So, all right. Thanks, Eric. Eric, what have you guys been focusing on in terms of your youth group? And do you got any big trips planned for the summer?
We're going to Estes Park in Colorado this summer. So far, we have 29 going, and it's actually our biannual youth convention for the Lutheran Brethren denomination.
And I think that's what Michael talked about. He's like, yeah, I think that'd be my last trip with youth groups. So I think he's interested in going back, kind of. Went there with you a couple years ago. So
yeah.
WWIB, Halvo and Caleb, the WIB Wake Up Show on this Good Friday, and we've got our first of two semifinals, Caleb, and voting going to go for an hour this morning.
Yeah, going until 8:15 a.m. this morning, so we've got Casting Crowns, Nobody, featuring Matthew West, actually, and that's from Michael from Eau Claire or Altoona area, and then Toby Max, Speak Life, that's Miriam from Ladysmith, as always, two ways to vote.
Yeah, the talk and text line, 715-396-1670, and get in your bonus vote, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
I think this has become my favorite part, hearing why you nominated the songs you did. So here's Michael going first with Casting Crowns.
Hey, everyone. It's Michael from Eau Claire, and I nominated Nobody by Casting Crowns. So this song is just an overall great song, from the music to the lyrics. And the lyrics are self-explanatory, as they declare that our calling is not to look to raise ourselves up, but to spread the word about Jesus to everyone. So we don't need to be some superhero or someone rich and famous. All we need to do is just rely on God to use us, and he will give us the gifts and the tools that we need for his glory. Also, just kind of a cool fact, if you watch the music video, it shows a group of people gathering, and it shows these random people coming in from off the streets, skateboarders and all sorts of different people that heard the music as they passed by to come in and sing and worship. And I love that it doesn't matter who you are or where you came from, that we are all welcome to praise and worship together. So I hope you enjoy the song.
Hi, WWIB family. This is Miriam. And I picked Speak Life as my fourth song for the CCM tournament because of the awesome message. This song speaks, no pun intended, to a huge issue in our world, the words you say. As Christians, we have such an important job of showing Christ's love to the world. And what better way to do that than through our words? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So use your words to speak life to others and watch how God can move. I hope this song inspires you to do just that today.
Toby Mac won this the first year. Then last year it was Crowder. Crowder got knocked out the other day. And so we'll wait and see. Will we get a new champion this year? Toby Mac trying to fight on here.
I wouldn't say Toby's on the ropes because there's a lot of time left to vote. But it's looking pretty strong for Casting Crowns right now. So
yeah, we've had a number of times where in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group that you monitor and the text line I monitor have been different. Today, they're both Casting Crowns in front.
Yeah, so we'll see how that turns out. Voting goes all the way through 8:15. So spread the word to friends and family to tune in and vote. What's our Friday morning tradition, getting you caught up on all the things you might have missed in news and sports and politics and pop culture, but in condensed form because we respect your time so much. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, a suspected thief in Florida helped himself to some convenience store goods, then became stuck in an air shaft.
Turns out he should have eaten the Twinkies a little bit later. Well, according to a survey, people fear how they'll die more than death itself. The survey also revealed that public speaking is a greater fear than death.
Next comes not having Wi-Fi.
That is pretty bad, but really?
The CEO of Bentley says the ultra-wealthy are avoiding new cars to not flaunt wealth.
Yeah, they're just sticking to buying small islands.
That's all.
Some college athletes are making so much money now, a football player in Colorado recently purchased a home for his mom.
And I'm just happy I was able to buy brand-name cereal this week.
Right, the one's not in a bag.
McAllen, Texas has been named most obese city in the U.S.
Residents in McAllen have proven that, yes, everything is bigger in Texas.
Everything.
A study says we are much better listeners if we keep our eyes closed.
So maybe now they'll stop criticizing me in staff meetings.
Right? He's just listening.
And finally this morning, according to a report, Americans' reading proficiency is declining at troubling rates.
On the other hand, we do have remarkably proficient remote control thumbs. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, we have an announcement. Again, this is a Final Four matchup, and one of our best days, I think, in terms of voting participation. Thank you so much in our CCM Song Showdown for all your votes. It was Speak Life by Toby Mac against Nobody by Casting Crowns, and the winner is Casting Crowns, moving on to the championship. Well done, Casting Crowns. Good game to Toby. And Casting Crowns will move on to the championship on Tuesday morning. On Monday, again, from 7:15 to 8:15, we'll have our second Final Four matchup. And that's going to be a great battle as well. Want to pause for just a moment here, if you'll indulge me. Something I read last year that I'd like to share again on this Good Friday. There's a book. It's available for free online, actually. From Pastor John Piper from the Twin Cities. It's called The Passion of Jesus Christ, 50 Reasons Why Christ Had to Suffer and Die. So if I can read you one of those 50 here. From Pastor John Piper, Christ suffered and died to absorb the wrath of God. And Piper says this, if God were not just, there would be no demand for his son to suffer and die. And if God were not loving, there would be no willingness for his son to suffer and die. But God is both just and loving. Therefore, his love is willing to meet the demands of his justice. God's law demanded in Deuteronomy 6, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. But we have all loved other things more. This is what sin is, dishonoring God by preferring other things over him and acting on those preferences. Therefore, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We glorify what we enjoy most, and it isn't God. Pastor Piper continues, therefore, sin is not small because it is not against a small sovereign. The seriousness of an insult rises with the dignity of the one insulted. The creator of the universe is infinitely worthy of respect and admiration and loyalty. Therefore, failure to love him is not trivial. It is treason. It defames God and destroys human happiness. Piper continues, since God is just, he does not sweep these crimes under the rug of the universe. He feels a holy wrath against them. They deserve to be punished, and he has made this clear in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, and Ezekiel 18:4, the soul who sins shall die. There is a holy curse hanging over all sin. Not to punish would be unjust. The demeaning of God would be endorsed. A lie would reign at the core of reality. Therefore, God says in Genesis, in Galatians 3:10 and Deuteronomy 27, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. But the love of God does not rest with the curse that hangs over all of sinful humanity. He is not content to show wrath, no matter how holy it is. Therefore, God sends his own son to absorb his wrath and bear the curse for all who trust him. Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. This is the meaning of the word propitiation in the text quoted above, Romans 3:25. It refers to propitiation, the removal of God's wrath by providing a substitute. The substitute is provided by God himself. The substitute, Jesus Christ, does not just cancel the wrath of God. He absorbs it and diverts it from us to himself. God's wrath is just, and it was spent, not withdrawn. And Pastor Piper finishes this way. Let us not trifle with God or trivialize his love. We will never stand in awe of being loved by God until we reckon with the seriousness of our sin and the justice of his wrath against us. But when, by grace, we wake into our unworthiness, then we may look at the suffering and death of Jesus Christ and say, in this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the wrath-absorbing propitiation for our sins.
See the Father's love for us, how vast beyond our measure.
Well, head coach Don Cooper from Chippewa Falls McDonald Central High School joins us along with his grandsons Gus and Tony. Coach Cooper is the coach of the varsity program at McDonald, has guided the Lady Macs to four straight appearances at state. Good morning, everybody. Great to have you.
Oh, glad to have you. Glad you're for your great coverage, Caleb, and everything that you've done for our program.
And Gus and Tony, thank you guys for coming back in today. And sounds like you guys are having fun warming up. You have one of these hoops, Little Tykes hoop at your house as well. So how are you feeling about how you'll shoot today?
Good.
Good, good. You guys gonna, really so good. Again, you're doing 10 shots combined, five each. How many do you think you're gonna make out of five? We'll start with Gus. How many do you think you're gonna make out of five, Gus?
Four.
And Tony, how many are you gonna make out of five?
Five.
All right, there you go. So they say they're gonna go 9 out of 10. And Gus, how old are you?
Eight.
And Tony?
Seven.
8-7. And you know what? I really enjoyed broadcasting games for your big sisters today. So your older sister, Emily, is a senior at McDonald. LMA, a freshman, so they got to play together. Do you guys like watching your big sisters play?
Yeah.
And, yeah, again, your grandpa's the coach, Coach Cooper here. And I know, Coach, family is our tagline here at WWIB. And family is big at McDonald as well, too. And it had to be just a great privilege not only coaching your oldest granddaughter here for the last 4 years, but to have two granddaughters on the same team this year. I know it was just a joy to you.
Oh, yes. It was very special for me. And watching Emily be a winner for the 4 years was something special.
Two-time reigning conference player of the year. And maybe talk just a little bit about McDonald as well, too. Again, I know McDonald is one of our great advertising sponsors here at WWIB. It is open enrollment season if folks are looking, again, for some options for their students. McDonald is a great place to check out.
Oh, absolutely. McDonald is a faith-based school. And, again, the academics, they rank very, very high. And it's such a privilege to be coaching in an atmosphere like McDonald.
And again, when we talk about family and community, it's something that I've been welcomed into for, man, it's hard to count how many seasons now as well. But I just really, really love being able to be part of this. I feel like more than just a radio broadcaster, like part of the team, part of the family. And that means a lot to me.
We're very blessed to have you, Caleb.
All right, our Hope in Hoops this morning, and we've got the Cooper grandkids in-house today, Caleb.
Yes, so Gus and Tony are here with their grandpa, Don Cooper, head coach at McDonald High School in Chippewa Falls for the girls' varsity program. And Gus and Tony, 8 and 7 years old, and they will need to be shooting 5 shots here for Hope in Hoops. And again, final pledge is always welcome at 715-396-1670, helping us get toward that $500 matching challenge and giving yourself a chance to win not only one large free pizza, but maybe even a free large pizza per month for a year as well, courtesy of Pizza Hut.
Yeah, the big grand prize drawing after 4:45 today on the drive. But Grandpa Don is here, the Coach Cooper, and we're going to let you do the play-by-play for your grandson. So take it away.
All right. That sounds good. Hey, Tony run the rock, paper, scissors, so he decided he wanted to go second.
Okay.
And so Gus is up first.
Take it away, Gus.
Here we go.
Swish. Oh, just nothing but net for Gus. Gus said that he would make 4 out of 5. Swish again. Putting the pressure on Tony. Tony,
I wish we
feels
had this on
already.
Video. That form is just so perfect.
Oh, a little trash talking from Tony did work. Look at that pose, that composure.
Shooting him like free throws. Correct. This is for 5 for 5.
Yeah, 5 for 5.
Banked it
cool,
in.
Collected.
Yeah.
Now,
way to go.
Even with trash talking Tony here, who kept saying break, break, break.
Oh, Tony misses. And Gus has got a rebound for him. So, there. Now Tony gets it back.
1 out of 2.
2 out of 3.
I got to get more music.
Oh, 2 out of 4. Can he beat last year's? No, he tied last year's.
All right. Let's get a little post-game reaction. Yeah, so Gus and Tony doing a great job. 7 out of 10, 70% shooting percentage. And again, a little brotherly competition here and a dunk at the end. Let's get you guys on the mic here, too. Well done. Thank
Tony
you so
wants
much
to keep shooting.
Keep practicing, too.
No, Tony.
Gus, 5 for 5, man. Tell me, how did you do it? What was the key? Yeah, talk right in the mic there. What was the key?
I don't know.
I mean, you took your time. It
you
was
had
like
good
free
form.
Throws. You composed yourself between each one and then just knocked it in. It's like pressure free throws. How do you feel?
Good.
Do you feel better about hitting 5 for 5 or about beating younger brother?
Beating my little brother.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we love you guys. We love the Coopers. And, Coach, thank you so much for bringing in your wonderful grandsons. And, yeah, your family means a lot to us. The McDonald family means a lot to me personally, being able to be a broadcaster and a friend. And we're thankful for your support for WWIB.
We are so thankful for you guys' support. And thank you for the great coverage all year. We appreciate that.
Already looking forward to next year as well.